Hi there, Paul Rose with Sing the Hours. Bless you if you've been praying with us and have joined us on this journey of prayer in these last 6 months. Back in December 2020, I started recording and posting Lauds and Vespers, and on January 11th, at the start of Ordinary Time, I started posting daily Lauds and Vespers, and since then, we've recorded 298 episodes. So Saturday, June 5th, Vespers, is episode 298. If you haven't prayed with it yet, it's absolutely beautiful. I encourage you to give it a listen. We also have accrued more than 100 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to everybody who has submitted a review. It means a lot. And to date, we've had more than 155,000 streams. That means that 155,000 offices of the Liturgy of the Hours have been made possible through this work in the past few months. Thank you to everyone who's joined us in prayer so far. It means the world to me. On a feast like Corpus Christi, it calls to mind the fact that we are all one body in Christ, and the vision of this podcast is to invite as many Christian brothers and sisters into a common prayer as possible. This gift of the church, that is the Liturgy of the Hours, is a ripe fruit for the whole church to benefit and to praise God and to grow in holiness and virtue and joy together. And I know that many of you, from the messages that I've received, have truly experienced that joy and peace that comes when the Spirit and the music collaborate to work wonders in our spiritual lives. It's been a really fruitful yet difficult journey so far, and I so rely on all of your prayers as we continue to record and offer these prayers for the good of the universal church. I'll be taking a break tomorrow, Sunday, June 6th, for the Feast of Corpus Christi. There will be no Lauds, unfortunately. And also on Monday, we'll be taking a break as well for vocal rest. Please pray for my voice, as the workload has been very heavy lately. But a much more positive update is that we've started recording our Lauds and Vespers and posting them earlier for the benefit of our brothers and sisters on the far side of the globe, like in New Zealand and Australia and the Philippines, and we've gotten a lot of positive feedback about that. So I'll continue to try to get ahead of things and batch post so that no matter what time zone you're in, you can pray the hours with us. I would encourage you, if you're in the United States and Europe, to make sure to always check the date and the office to make sure that you're not accidentally praying tomorrow's office instead of today. If you haven't done so already, I would really appreciate any support that you can give on Patreon, or if you'd like to reach out about direct donations, you can email us at singthehours@gmail.com. To date, in terms of the work, this has virtually been a solo effort, and it takes about 50 or 60 hours a week to accomplish. With the right financial support, I hope to continue to be able to produce this podcast, but also invite other collaborators and helpers to make this the most beautiful offering to God and to the church that it possibly can be. If you, in the last 6 months, have had a positive experience praying with us, we love to hear about it. It keeps me going. Don't be shy, and I'll be looking forward to praying with you on Tuesday. Bless you all. You're in my prayers, and happy Feast of Corpus Christi.